From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all his fullness.
Welcome once again to Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. On today's program, Dr. Cairns brings the final portion of a message called Total Depravity, part of a series dealing with Romans chapter 8. In verses 7 and 8, the Apostle Paul has declared the natural state of every person born into this world. As Dr. Cairns has been emphasizing, man's will is biased toward evil, so that everything he does is tainted by sin. The unsaved person hates God and his law. In this state, man is incapable of loving or pleasing God. This is indeed a bleak picture. God, however, has provided the answer by sending his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, into the world to become the substitute for sinners by dying on the cross. As Paul said to the Philippian jailer, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved." Against the black background of total depravity, we see a demonstration of total grace. Dr. Cairns will conclude this message shortly. Before he comes, we invite your attention to this brief devotional thought from Morning and Evening from the pen of C.H. Spurgeon. This morning's text is found in Matthew chapter 7 and verse 7. Ask, and it shall be given you. We know of a place in England still existing where a dole of bread is served to every passerby who chooses to ask for it. Whoever the traveler may be, he has but to knock at the door of St. Cross Hospital, and there is the dole of bread for him. Jesus Christ so loveth sinners that he has built a St. Cross Hospital, so that whenever a sinner is hungry, he has but to knock and have his wants supplied. Nay, he has done better. He has attached to this hospital of the cross a bath, and whenever a soul is black and filthy, it has but to go there and be washed. The fountain is always full, always efficacious. No sinner ever went into it and found that it could not wash away his stains. Sins which were scarlet and crimson have all disappeared, and the sinner has been whiter than snow. As if this were not enough, there is attached to this hospital of the cross a wardrobe, and a sinner making application simply as a sinner may be clothed from head to foot. And if he wishes to be a soldier, he may not merely have a garment for ordinary wear, but armor which shall cover him from the sole of his foot to the crown of his head. If he asks for a sword, he shall have that given to him, and a shield too. Nothing that is good for him shall be denied him. He shall have spending money so long as he lives, and he shall have an eternal heritage of glorious treasure when he enters into the joy of his Lord. If all these things are to be had by merely knocking at mercy's door, O my soul, knock hard this morning, and ask large things of thy generous Lord. Leave not the throne of grace till all thy wants have been spread before the Lord, and until by faith thou hast a comfortable prospect that they shall all be supplied. No bashfulness need retard when Jesus invites. No unbelief should hinder when Jesus promises. No cold-heartedness should restrain when such blessings are to be obtained.
In times of deep despair I lift my eyes unto the hills where comes my help and aid, unto the God who cares for his own, unto the God. Changing. precious thought my helper never fails, but watches, keeps me safe both night and day, refreshing me with promises divine and words of peace that never pass away.
From time to time, here on Let the Bible Speak, we've called attention to Q&A with Alan Cairns. These are video clips of Dr. Cairns giving biblical answers to a variety of questions. These include such issues as, what is the gospel? Why did Christ have to be virgin-born? How do we know the Bible is the Word of God? What's wrong with same-sex marriage? In all, Dr. Cairns responds to over 50 such concerns. All of these video clips have been available on the LTBS radio website, but we are now making available a DVD containing all of these video portions, about 5 hours of guidance from God's Word for problems which face the 21st century Christian. You may have a copy of it free of charge simply by requesting it. You may email ltbs at freepres.org, that's ltbs at freepres.org, or you may write to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Here's an excellent way to provide scriptural answers to family and friends regarding the challenging questions facing believers in this day. Ask for the DVD Q&A with Alan Cairns.
Paul says that if you're without Christ, Romans 5, verse 6, you're without strength. That doesn't mean to say you're weak. That means you're beyond weak. You have no strength whatsoever. Now put this all together. Totally depraved sinners, every part of their nature corrupted, the will, the seat of human depravity, so that everything that man does, even his good actions, are like filthy rags before God. Nothing that man does is done out of the proper motivation. What's the first and great commandment of God's law? Love God with all your heart, all your strength, all your soul, all your mind. There's not a sinner in the world, A, has ever fulfilled it, and B, there's not a sinner in the world has ever done anything out of a pure love for God as he's revealed himself. Paul says that whatsoever is not of faith is sin. All the good that men do is not growing out of the faith of the gospel. So that their righteousnesses are as filthy rags. As Solomon said, the plowing of the wicked is sin. Now, the wicked have to plow. And if they don't plow, they'll not reap. And if they don't reap, they won't eat. He's not saying they ought not to plow. What he's saying is that when the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked, when the heart is totally depraved, when corruption is in every part of the nature, that the very best acts of men, while they may set one man as being better than another in human terms, they do not win him the favor of God, they do not open the doors to glory, and they are in fact yet refined, but nonetheless real expressions of his continuing hate and hostility to God. Here's the situation, totally depraved, and totally incapable of doing anything to reverse that depravity. For one very simple reason. That is, sinners don't want to reverse that depravity. Let me back up here a little bit. There are preachers who, I wonder at either the brains or lack thereof, or I wonder at the honesty or lack thereof when preachers go down this road. But they paint the picture against what I'm saying tonight. They paint the picture, poor little sinners who are wanting to get rid of this burden of depravity. They're struggling to get rid of their depravity. They so want to get right with God. They so want to be in Christ. And there's this big, bad, sovereign God of John Calvin who won't let them. Greatest load of diabolical rubbish you ever heard in your life. You see, there's no poor little sinners who desperately want to get rid of their depravity until God enters in to give them that desire. Jesus said they love their sin. If you're unsaved in this meeting tonight, you know that's the real reason why you're unsaved. Why are you not saved? You don't want to be saved. That's the simple reason. You don't want to be saved. Why are you going the way you're going? Because that's the way you want to go. There's no such thing as this poor little squirming sinner crying, "Oh God, I want out of this depravity. God won't let me." No, sinners, depraved, incapable of spiritual good. That seems to cut off all hope. And if those were the only two verses in the Bible, you'd have to say, yeah, there is no hope. But you see, this is a text that's in a context. And the context shows that while this cuts off all hope in self, it does not cut off all hope in the Savior. Because the very next verse says it's written to people who are now not in the flesh. They're not in the flesh. They are no longer in Adam. They are no longer under condemnation. They're no longer full of hate and hostility to God. They have been reconciled to God. They are now in Christ. In other words, in its context, this text is saying to men and women, your situation is dire. That's why the sentence is death. We're talking hell now. We're talking eternal damnation now. We're talking the blazing wrath of a sin-hating God forever. The sentence is death. Worse still, you can do nothing about it, and you don't even want to do anything about it. But, and there's always a but. The gospel is God's great but God. And here is the glorious truth. There is a way, by the grace of God, for sinners under sentence of death to be saved. Not by their own effort. Not by their own merit. Not by ignoring the depth of their sin. Not by denying the depth of their depravity. But by grace, through faith in Jesus Christ. Total depravity, total guilt, total inability, total ruin. That's the black side of the picture. Now God says, here is total grace. For the sinner, there is an answer to guilt and depravity through union with Jesus Christ, whereby God, having laid our sins on Jesus, places all his righteousness to our account and accepts us freely and forever in the person of his Son. I said this morning that there is an infallible connection between faith and salvation. The command of God is to all men everywhere to repent. That's his command to you. We've talked about sin tonight. Repentance of sin starts with an acknowledgement that it is what God says it is. It starts with the acknowledgement and proceeds to the confession. I am guilty as charged. And then it looks to Christ. This is where repentance comes to faith. It looks to Christ. God's provision. It hears the word of the Savior. Repent and believe the gospel. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. It hears the promise. If you come to me, I will under no circumstances cast you out. And it comes. And between the faith of the sinner, placed in Jesus, and the salvation of his soul from hell unto glory for all eternity, there is an infallible connection. It is impossible to believe the gospel and perish. Here is grace that doesn't put a band-aid upon the deadly cancer of sin. It goes to the very root of the matter. It gets down to where the trouble really is, and it gives you God's radical solution. When you come to Christ, being now among those who are no longer after the flesh. You are after the Spirit. You no longer are carnally minded, hateful to God, and hostile to God, but you are now for God, and He for you. Instead of enmity, reconciliation, God and the sinner at one, each satisfied with Christ. Where do you stand tonight? Total depravity. Total spiritual inability. These are terrible truths, but they are truths. Turn your eyes on Christ, and there is God's answer for man, the creature's sin. I have no message, but the time-worn, time-honored, God-given, Spirit-breathed message of the righteousness of Christ made available to sinners to be received by faith alone. Christ is God's answer. You get Christ and you've got the total answer, the only answer. You miss Christ. You reject Christ. There's no answer. May God write it in our hearts. Do not leave this meeting tonight until you can say of an assurance, my sin. As the hymn put it, oh, the bliss of this glorious thought. My sin, not in part but the whole, is nailed to Christ's cross, and I bear it no more. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Let us all pray. Father in heaven, bless thy word to every heart. O God, our Father, write it indelibly there. We realize that thy word paints a very bleak and black picture of man without Christ. O Lord, we pray in Jesus' name that thou wilt convict men and women, boys and girls, of the awful depth of the need of the heart. And O God, we pray, bring them, quicken them, effectually call them, get them to Christ. Give fruit, O Lord, we pray, for the preaching of thy word. And now, Lord, we pray that thou wilt part us with thy blessing and keep us in thy fear, the beginning of all knowledge and wisdom, be the abiding portion of all thy blood-bought church, both tonight and evermore. We pray in Jesus' name, giving thee our thanks. Amen.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we let the Bible speak.